Welcome back to the Second Date Update. And we've been talking to one of our listeners, Rich, about his first date with a woman named Sarah. And we got so wrapped up in sculpted eyebrows and trust falls, we never even touched on if there was any romantic encounters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Rich, whoops. Was there any of that happening? Like maybe a hug or a kiss at the end?
Well, I mean, I wasn't really going to say anything, but yeah, we did end up doing it in a park bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, did you just jump? Wait.
Doing
hold
what?
Hold up. No or, better place?
Not really, you know, because we were just out walking around, you know, but we were doing the trust balls and we were, you know, getting to know each other and it kind of got a little intimate and, you know, one thing led to another. And
okay, all right. You know, Rich, I did not see that coming.
No, me neither.
I'm not going to lie, it surprised me as well, but you just got to go with it.
Wow.
Wow.
Not too bad.
Good on you.
Remember when you said you weren't very confident? It seems like you got it covered.
Seriously.
Or was a trust fall gone really wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind.
Though that worked out.
Yeah.
All gotcha. Right.
Well, okay.
Got you real good.
That's a new layer to the story.
Wow.
I gotta say that, like, I don't really think you should bring that up when you talk to her, you know, because, like, I mean, I don't know that she wants that information.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
out.
Private.
Can I ask, like, what was the vibe after that?
I was in a very good mood. We were still having fun.
I'm sure
okay.
You were.
I bet
okay.
You were, yeah.
All right, cool.
A little tired, but having a great time.
All right, well.
Oh, my God.
Well, and you know, like, there was a lot of drinking involved, so, like, that probably helped with the trust falls in and the park thing, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
And not noticing how gross the bathroom
yeah.
was.
You dropped her during the trust fall, so I'm going to go with it only helped with the park thing.
Now, the dropping thing, that did happen after the park incident.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right.
So just to recap here, it was trust fall, drinking, trust fall, sex in a park, trust fall, drop her. End of date.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nailed it.
Why are we calling her? Sounds like a perfect date.
Well, let's see what she thought about it. We're going to call Sarah, and we're gonna see what her opinion was. Are you ready to do this, man?
I'm absolutely ready, but, like, please do not mention the park incident unless she brings it up.
Okay. Got your back.
It is funny, though, that you're calling it an incident. But we're going to do our best here. I'm going to dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Sarah.
This is Sarah. Who's this?
Hey, Sarah. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
It's the typical reaction that we get.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Sarah.
Yeah.
So
big fan, huh?
Yeah. We're doing a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show to reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Well, and like, I guess this guy you've actually been texting with.
Yeah.
His name is Rich.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rich. Okay. Yep. Remember Rich?
So maybe you weren't blowing him off.
Yeah, because we know a little bit about the date, Sarah. He talked to us about it. But first, I just need to ask you about something. Apparently, your eyebrows are amazing.
Yeah, he did talk about it a lot.
I thought you were saying something else.
Is that true?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I mean,
she takes pride in her eyebrows. It's good.
Like little tiny hair masterpieces up there. He had a lot of nice things to say about you and your eyebrows and your date.
That's very sweet. Yes, I put some work in.
Well, okay, good. It's paying off because Rich obviously had a great time with you, and he's just a little bit confused about why you're not getting together again. Is there a reason?
I don't know what to say.
Are you interested in him at all? I mean, it sounded like a fun date.
I mean, it was fun. We drank quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Randomly did trust falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you find that fun?
I don't know if fun is the word for it. Different. Definitely
yeah.
different.
Definitely different.
Yeah.
Creative.
That's not bad, though, right?
No, I mean, I did some embarrassing things, but...
He told us about how you fell off a table and he didn't maybe catch you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that wasn't great.
No. And he feels bad about that, too. But what do you think of Rich as a person?
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence.
Are you?
What?
If you're on the fence, we'll catch you.
No.
Hey-oh,
you can trust us.
That is not going to help, I don't think.
She didn't say she liked it that much.
Just apologize. I mean, I think the thing is, he had great things to say about you and just really kind compliments. Like, he talked about how confident you were and how attractive that was to him. I mean, which is awesome to hear, right?
Yeah, no, he's very sweet. Well, he's not the typical guy I go for.
What do you mean by that? Like, what are your apprehensions about him?
Okay, so the trust fall, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it, but it's like, it was almost like a gimmick because, mm-hmm. you know, he's so, you know, not maybe that confident. And I think that helped him to be a little more assertive. And
But don't you think like confidence is kind of like a fake it till you make it type of situation, you know?
And I know it sounds corny, but like you literally are building trust.
But how is it coming out when he's catching you? Is he just screaming like super confident?
In the beginning, but then when he dropped me, not so confident, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's understandable, though. He's sure he felt bad.
That's the thing. You got to see that he's got it in him.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure because there's parts of me that really like him and mm-hmm. then, you know, parts of me that I'm not sure, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know, I feel like your eyebrows are probably one of the parts of you that like him, or just trying to work on the heart part to like him too. And maybe your heart would be open to hearing directly from him because he's actually been on the other line listening this entire time.
Oh my gosh.
Rich, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
How are you doing?
A surprise. I'm good.
I told you when we were on the date that I'm trying to get more confident, you know, and I feel like I'm making big strides in that general vicinity. So, like, you know, maybe give me another shot.
Hey, being on the radio is a pretty confident thing to do.
It's a bold move.
Yeah.
Big, bold move, don't you think?
Especially this show, Sarah. We make fun of people a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have the confidence to take a little teasing.
To take it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, like, what about, like, when we went to the park? I mean, you know, wasn't that pretty bold, too?
Whoa, bro.
What are you talking about at the park?
No, Jeff, don't.
I've never heard any stories of the park.
Me either.
What happened at the park?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You remember that?
Yeah, of course I remember.
Dude.
This is all new information to me.
You're doing good, Jeff.
I have not heard him say anything about a park before.
You are a good wingman.
Oh, my.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Give me another chance. You think I would love to take you out again. We can do anything you want. We don't have to do trust falls again, I promise.
Anything.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
I got a lot of enthusiasm. Like I said, I'm working on it.
Maybe it would help, Rich, if you said some nice things about Sarah instead of all the things about you.
Sarah, like, you are so funny, and I had so much fun with you. Like, I didn't even feel like I was trying to be confident. I just felt like, naturally, a more exciting person just being around you, you know?
Aww.
That's cute.
And of course, you know, you have amazing eyebrows, and I'm never going to get over that.
What do you think of that, Sarah?
Legendary eyebrows.
That's pretty sweet, Sarah.
That's very sweet.
And let's not forget about how bold I was in the park.
Bro!
Okay. That's not...
Okay.
Still a mystery to me, but sounds very bold whatever happened at the park.
Man.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Good job, dude.
Well, what he's lacking in confidence, he makes up for in enthusiasm.
See? That's good.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's kind of cute, Sarah.
Well, okay. We're kind of getting some positive momentum here.
Yes,
so
for sure.
That was like a backhanded compliment to me.
Well, it's a very small amount of momentum, yes, but we're going to work with it.
Yeah.
Sarah,
ride that
train.
We would like to invite you.
Don't say ride the train, Brett.
We'd like to invite you to go out on another date with Rich, and we'll pay for it. What do you say?
Well, he has some skills. So,
how?
Oh, okay.
How so?
Wait, are you talking about the park?
Okay, they were trying to be subtle here.
Still mystified as to what's going on.
No,
but
Jeff!
I was trying to be subtle about it, but yeah.
Oh, that's a good laugh.
So, is that a yes, you're agreeing to see Rich one more time?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Oh! Oh, right. That's so cute.
Thank you guys for helping me out here.
Dude.
Sarah, I can't wait to take you out again.
Dude, good job getting out of sight of your comfort zone, man. I'm proud of you.
Well, this is going to be awesome, Rich.
Yeah, maybe after the confidence, I'll work on my subtlety, too.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Just no more trust falls, okay?
Oh, okay.
Of course. This time, I'll bring protection. I won't forget.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Rich, subtlety.
Whoa. Protection from what, Jeff?
I'm in the dark over here.